My message this morning, same theme, Messiah's death and resurrection, focusing on how they are to change us. And Messiah's death and resurrection are to transform us. Paul, the rabbi from Tarsus, was one of the greatest men who ever lived. God powerfully used him and his team to do many great things. They proclaimed the good news, the gospel. They started Yeshua-following communities in the Roman Empire. They were great teachers of Messiah's community, and they defended the faith from those who were a danger to the faith. Rabbi Paul and his team were persecuted a lot because of what they believed and because of the message they proclaimed and because of the things they did. They suffered a lot. They suffered frequently. At times, they were persecuted almost to the point of death. And yet, much good came out of their sufferings, because for the believer, suffering, death, and life are very much connected. The rabbi reflected on these things in his various letters. 1 Corinthians 15, he asked, "Why do we endanger ourselves every hour? I face death every day." Wow, I face death every day, the rabbi wrote. That's a lot of suffering. That is frequent suffering, serious suffering, life-threatening suffering. Let's consider these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 1. "We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about the troubles we experienced in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt we had received the sentence of death. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead." Troubles, great pressure, feeling as if they were close to death, forced them to rely on God, not on themselves. And that is a very good thing for the believer. Suffering and death and life are all very much connected. Let's consider these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. "We have this treasure," referring to their powerful ministry, "we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Yeshua, so that the life of Yeshua may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Yeshua's sake, so that his life may also be revealed in our mortal body. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you." Again, life and death are very much connected. Death produces life. Death produces the life of Yeshua in us. Death produces powerful ministry through us. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. As servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, in great endurance, in troubles, hardships, and distresses, in beatings, imprisonments, and riots, in hard work, sleepless nights, and hunger, through glory and dishonor, bad report and good report, genuine yet regarded as impostors, known yet regarded as unknown, dying and yet we live on, beaten and yet not killed, sorrowful yet always rejoicing, poor yet making many rich, having nothing and yet possessing everything. Again, for the Yeshua follower, suffering, death, and life are very much connected. Paul and his team were persecuted and suffered and felt like they were dying because of what they believed and because of the message they proclaimed and because of the things they did. Each act of persecution against them was like a death-like experience. Each act of persecution was like a cut. It was like they were being slowly killed, a little at a time. However, the more they were persecuted, the more they were attacked, the more they were opposed, the stronger they became. The more they were persecuted, the more the refining fires burned away the unimportant things from their lives, and the more like Yeshua they became, the more powerful and the more effective their ministry became. Their sufferings, their death-like experiences produced life in themselves, and that life flowed from them to many others. Now, we may not be experiencing the same degree of persecution and suffering and near death-like experiences that Paul and his team experienced. We are not always being given over to death in the same way that they were. We might not be facing death every day like they so often did. However, like Paul and his team, death is at work in us, just like death was at work in them. What do I mean by that? Because of our faith, we've been connected to Messiah himself. We are joined to Yeshua. We are united to the life of the Son of God. Because of this, the great and important things that happen to Yeshua happen to us. Messiah died, therefore we are to die. Die to sin, die to the sin nature. Colossians 3, put to death whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed. Messiah rose from the dead. He's alive. Therefore, we are able to be alive in a new way, alive to God. Romans 6, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized, who have been immersed into Messiah Yeshua, have been immersed into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Messiah was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. Death and life are very much connected. I want to live in that newness of life. How about you? Romans 6, consider yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God. I want to be alive to God, aware of God, close to Him, communing with Him so frequently, living with Him and for Him. How about you? Philippians 3, I want to know Messiah. Yes, to know the power of His resurrection and participation in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. You know, I can relate to this. I want the very same thing that Rabbi Paul did, to know Messiah, to know the power of His resurrection. Now, in this life, I want that resurrection power in my life now. And I want to attain the resurrection of the dead and live forever with God. How about you? However, the other parts that are connected to these great things, participating in Messiah's sufferings, becoming like Yeshua in His death, well, that's a little different. I don't really want those things too terribly much. The truth is, however, we can't have one without the other. Knowing Messiah in a deep way, having real spiritual power in our lives, attaining to the resurrection, we can't have those really desirable things without the other things, without suffering and death. Suffering, death, and life are all very much connected. We are to believe in Messiah's death and resurrection because they really happened. We are to believe in Messiah's death and resurrection because they are the very heart of the gospel, and God has commanded us to believe the good news. We are to believe in Messiah's death and resurrection because believing in Messiah's death and resurrection is essential to salvation. However, our belief in Messiah's death and resurrection must go beyond mere intellectual knowledge. Our belief in Messiah's death and resurrection must change us at a deep level, transform us in our hearts. Messiah's death and resurrection must change us, change the way we think, change our minds, our thoughts, our hearts, our values, our priorities. Messiah's death and resurrection must change us into little Yeshuas, dead to sin, alive to God, alive to the gospel, full of divine life and power. I want to end with a short prayer. Avinu Malkeinu, our Father and our King, help us, even though it is not easy, help us, even though it is difficult, to fully embrace Messiah's death and resurrection so that they are impacting each one of us, changing us, transforming us at a very deep level. And I pray this, B'Shem Yeshua. Amen.